Hello there, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Happy July to you. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar with this program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every program, we try to have a theme that we tend to focus on as our main devotional thought. And today, well, we're changing things up just a little bit. Today we're celebrating Christmas. That's right. Let's get ready to build the snowman, get out the hot cocoa, throw another log into the fire, and put another stocking over the fireplace. We are celebrating Christmas today. Celebrating Christmas in July, taking another look at the Christmas story. That's what we're going to be focusing on today. Celebrating Christmas in July, another look at the Christmas story. On this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right, doing a little bit of a different twist on Sunday Worship, on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Today we are focusing Christmas in July, another look at the Christmas story. In December of last year, during our Christmas program at church, saw the praise team and the choir get in front of the church, and the instruments began, and the singers launched out into a well-known song. And the song was, "Come, now is the time to worship." Now, although I expected a time-honored Christmas song, I smiled because at the appropriate choice of music. In Luke's account of Jesus' birth, I noticed that the first Christmas lacked our modern-day parties, gifts, and feasting, but it did include worship. After the angel announced Jesus' birth to some wide-eyed shepherds, a chorus of angels began praising God and sang, according to Luke chapter 2, "Glory to God in the highest." The shepherds responded by running to Bethlehem, where they found the newborn king lying in a barnyard bassinet. They returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen. Coming face to face with the Son inspired the shepherds to worship the Father. Friend, is there room for worship in your heart today? Focusing on Christmas in July, another look at the Christmas story. On this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Oh, come, O come, ye, O come, ye to bear.
That's all right. You don't have to adjust your radio dial. We are playing Christmas music here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Today we are focusing on Christmas in July, another look at the Christmas story. Why celebrate Christmas only on December? Let's celebrate it all year long and just look at the birth of Christ and the entire Christmas story. So that's going to be our main focus for today on Sunday Worship in Luke chapter 2. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. See, back then they had to register as part of the census that Caesar Augustus issued a decree in. So he went there to register, since he belonged to the house and the line of David. So he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And when I read this, I ask myself, how can this be? The king of the entire world, the king of heaven and earth and everything in between, was born in a barn. How could that be? You and I were born 1,000 times in greater circumstances than Jesus did. I mean, he entered into this world smelling the stench of pigs, goats, and chickens, and most of us were born in a nice, comfy hospital with CNAs and LPNs and nurses watching over us hourly until we went home. There was no room for him in the inn. The innkeeper said there was no room for them. Friend, is there room in your inn for Jesus? Is there room in your heart for the Lord? He's knocking. Behold, I'm standing at the door knocking. He's wanting to spend more time with you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. And the question is, are you going to open it? Is there room in your inn for Jesus? Taking another look at the Christmas story on Great News Radio.
Oh, holy night, the stars of brightly shine.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to say how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. As he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to say the word. This is such a strange way to save the world. This is such a strange way. Oh, what a strange way. Such a strange way to save.
Song. You don't have to adjust your radio. It's okay. We are playing Christmas music here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. We are celebrating in July Christmas. That's right, Christmas in July, taking another look at the Christmas story. Why just celebrate Christmas? Why just focus on Christmas in December? Let's focus on it all year long. Psalm 33 says, "May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you." See, for millions of people, the Christmas season means nothing more than parties, gifts, decorations, and time off of work. Now, don't get me wrong, I enjoy those things. But for Christians, however, Christmas is a happy reminder of the hope we have because of Jesus Christ. Amen? Before Jesus came, God seemed distant, hidden in the Holy of Holies in the temple, accessible only to the high priest. Worshippers wondered whether their sacrifices were acceptable. They doubted their salvation. Christ means hope. to the person out of work, to the struggling single mom, to the dying believer, even if you are just slogging your way through the disappointments of life, if you have Jesus, friend, you have hope. And he is not a false hope, a childish fairy tale that we wish upon a shining star and that will have a happy ending. No, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that ended the argument, period. Period. Our hope in him is solid and it is real. Christmas. The whole Christmas story is a renewal of that hope. It reconfirms it to us, for us, if our vision has grown dim. It was settled long ago, so we don't have to doubt anymore. Jesus is the fulfillment of our hope, our deepest longings come true. Christmas is more than just a Christmas tree. Christmas is a reminder that we have hope through Jesus Christ. Celebrating Christmas in July. Another look at the Christmas story on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live.
As the years went by, we learned more about gifts, the giving of ourselves and what that means. On a dark and cloudy day, a man hung crying in.
Yes, you are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yes, I know, that's Christmas music that you hear on Sunday Worship. We are focusing on celebrating Christmas in July, taking another look at the Christmas story. Friend, thank you so much for spending some time here with me, bearing through some of the Christmas music, but I think that some of these Christmas songs are just great worship songs focused on our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Plus, it's always great to hear some Christmas music every now and then, even if it's not in December or November, right? Of course. Friend, I do thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. And you can drop me an email or write me a letter anytime, maybe a song request or maybe even a prayer request. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Or you can drop us a line here at Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, thanks again for letting me tag along with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.